Chapter 25. Then again Avraham took an Isha, and her shem was Keturah, and she bore him Zimran, and Yokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Yishbak, and Shuach, and Yokshan fathered Sheva, and Dedan, and the Bidei Dedan were Ashurim, and Letushim, and Leumim, and the Bidei Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Hanok, and Avidah, and Aldaah. All these were the Bnei Keturah. And Avraham gave all that he had unto Yitzhak. But unto the Bnei Hapilageshim, which Avraham had, Avraham gave Matanot, and sent them away from Yitzhak Beno while he yet lived, eastward unto Eretz Kedem. And these are the days of the years of Avraham's life, which he lived 115 shanim. Then Avraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, a zakin, full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his banim, Yitzhak, and Yishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the Sade of Ephron ben Zohar the Chiti, which is near Mamre. Sade, which Avraham purchased of the Bnei Chet, there was Avraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass, after the mote Avraham, that Elohim blessed Yitzhak beno, and Yitzhak dwelt near Be'er Lachai Roy. Now these are the Toldot Yishmael ben Avraham, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Shifchat Sarah, bore unto Avraham. And these are the Shemot Bnei Yishmael by their Shemot, according to their toldot: the Bechor of Yishmael, Nevayot, and Kedar, and Abdeel, and Mivsam, and Nishma, and Duma, and Masa, and Hadad, and Tema, Yetur, Nafish, and Kedma. These are the Bnei Yishmael, and these are their Shemot, by their settlement and by their camps, 12 Nasi'im, according to their tribes. And these are the years of the life of Yishmael, 137 Shana. And he breathed his last and died, and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is near Mitzrayim, as thou goest toward Assyria. They took their place east of their brethren. And these are the toldot of Yitzhak ben Avraham. Avraham fathered Yitzhak, and Yitzhak was Arbaim Shana when he took Rivkah as his wife, the Bat Betuel, the Aramean of Padan Aram, the Achot Lavan, the Aramean. And Yitzhak davened to Hashem on behalf of his Isha, because she was barren. And Hashem was entreated of him, and Rivka his Isha conceived. And the Banim struggled, jostling within her. And she said, "If it be well, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of Hashem, and Hashem said unto her, "Two goyim are in thy womb, and two peoples shall be separated from within thee. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the older shall serve the younger." And when her days were fulfilled to be delivered, hine, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out, Admoni, all over, like a hairy garment. And they called Shemo Esav. And after that came out his brother. And his yad was grasping on a cave, Esav, and Shemo was called Yaakov, and Yitzhak was 80 shana when she bore them. And the Na'arim grew, and Esav was a skilled hunter, an Ish Sadeh, and Yaakov was an Ish Tam, dwelling in Ohalim. And Yitzhak loved Esav, because he did eat of his wild game. But Rivka loved Yaakov, and Yaakov cooked stew. And Esav came from the Sade, and he was famished. And Esav said to Yaakov, "Let me eat now some of the Adom, for I am famished." Therefore was Shemo called Edom. And Yaakov said, first, sell me today thy Bechorah. And Esav said, Hine, I'm at the point of death. And what profit shall this Bechorah do to me? And Yaakov said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him. And he sold his Bechorah unto Yaakov. Then Yaakov gave Esav lechem and adashim stew. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esav despised his Bechorah.